This shouldn't be a thing.
If you have a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us. Calvin found this one from the Mirror, that bastion of journalistic excellence from across the pond.
So many Pulitzers.
So many Pulitzers. The headline reads, British Airways crew mistakenly booked into sex dungeon as they spot grim detail in room. Members of a British Airways cabin crew found themselves in a mortifying situation after being accidentally checked into a sex hotel.
That sounds like a sex hotel.
Complete with an anatomically detailed bathtub.
What is that? Wait a minute.
We'll get there. While in the Italian city of Milan, it had decided that this British Airways crew would spend the night at Motel Mo.om. This is a modern hotel with good transportation links. Unfortunately, whoever booked it, the team found themselves bedding down for the night at a similarly named Mo.om hotel. The names are so close, but there's a big difference. It soon became clear to the crew this was no ordinary hotel, as they took in the bondage-themed beds and anatomically shaped spa tub. And if the features, those features didn't make the point.
Oh, gotcha.
The incessant moaning and groaning from their fellow patrons must have cut through the walls. A source.
Jane's so uncomfortable reading this.
Just, a source told the Mirror, crews were booked into a pay-by-the-hour sex hotel, confronted with bondage sets, mirrored ceilings, dog cages, and leather harnesses. It was obvious this was not the intended hotel. Although there were some humorous elements to the mishap, the sleeping situation less than ideal for the staff. As the source explained, this was a comical mistake by the hotel booking team, but had serious implications. Some of the team members who slept in the sex dungeon didn't get any sleep, so they couldn't actually fly the next day.
Sex dungeon. You know there was one person in that group who was like, oh, we're checking out?
Oh,
I don't know. This looks cool to me.
Anything wrong. They were kept awake by thrill seekers moaning and groaning all day and all night. A British Airways spokesperson says a small number of crew were moved to unapproved hotel rooms after availability issues with our usual accommodations. This happened without our knowledge. We're investigating to make sure this never happens again.
And then they put us in a comfort suite. Ugh, so gross.
What a letdown.
Two star.
What a letdown after the Mo Hotel.
Sex Hotel!
That's a song waiting to be written.
Oh, I'm writing that this weekend.
That wraps up today's edition of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.